broadcasting live from the Georgia Technology Summit 2024 at the Signia Hotel in Atlanta. This is Business Radio X. And now, here's your host.
And we are back from the Georgia Technology Summit 2024. Stone Payton, Sharon Klein here with you. They let us out of the studio to come and mix and mingle with some smart, passionate folks. We're kind of winding it down. I feel like we're hitting our home stretch, and we have had some marvelous conversations. This is going to be no exception. Please join me in welcoming back to the Business Radio X microphone with Illuminus, Miss Noelle London. How have you been?
Doing well. It's been a minute, and it's really fun to be back.
Well, you're looking great. You're sounding great.
Thanks.
I get the idea that you've had a very productive day here.
Yeah. We just got off the stage. We were a part of the top 10 companies that were pitching. And so just got off the stage. And so you're catching me, but I'm excited to be here. And it's really fun to hear about all of the amazing technology that's being created in Georgia, just across so many different industries and applications.
So I'm so humbled and inspired at the same time. We've had these marvelous conversations with these 12-year-olds, they come to the microphone and they've built this company and they sold off that company and they're doing this thing.
I'm going to give a shout out to my eye cream. Give them an endorsement if you're saying 12-year-olds.
All right. So Illuminus, tell us a little bit about this outfit. What are y'all doing?
Yeah. So with Illuminus, we're an Atlanta-based company. We are a turnkey people insights platform that essentially sits on top of, integrates, and learns from a disparate HR technology stack. We bring that information together and then pair your internal information with companies across the market. So essentially what we're doing is turnkey people analytics for companies so that they can become more people first and make better strategic HR decisions.
Wow, what a noble pursuit. It sounds like a very tall order to me to be able to go out, get that information, aggregate it, assimilate it, then put it in a forum that a layperson like I can actually use to better my company.
Exactly.
Wow.
So that piece around so many companies have a lot of different tools that aren't talking to each other. So they're not set up for success when you have a dozen different tools and important parts of that data live in different places. So essentially what we're doing is bringing that information together, normalizing it. So apples are talking to apples. And then we visualize that data and tell you where to focus your efforts.
So if I'm neck deep in an organization, I'm in the weeds, right? And I'm running my organization. What are some things that I might see or be on the lookout for that suggest to me that, you know what, we probably ought to have a conversation with Noel. We got to be doing better at this and less of this and more of that.
Yeah, most organizations that are over about 500 employees, but those organizations that maybe they just implemented a new tool and, hey, I've got important data living in this tool, but then I've got another tool over here that I need to use because I love it and it's helping me do my work better. Basically, what we're saying is use all the tools that you want to use that help you do the work best, but we really want to give you that visibility about what's happening across those tools. So especially if you've implemented something new in the last year or so and you're starting to see some gaps of, hey, this is great for certain parts of the puzzle, but I still have some questions, that's a great time to come to us. I'd also say, what we notice is a lot of companies are growing through acquisition, especially right now. And so what that means is you want to integrate that company as fast as possible. So being able to bring together those multiple systems from different companies and have them talk to each other and say, be able to interpret that important information that's coming through that, that's another great time to come to us. One thing that we've really noticed in particular lately is working with companies that have a large frontline workforce. So thinking about companies like retail organizations, media and entertainment organizations, those organizations have a large frontline workforce. It also is really hard for organizations to retain a frontline workforce right now. You think about a retailer, you know, sometimes they're losing up to 70% of their workforce every single 90 days. They might lose someone for a store across the street that's paying $2 more per hour. So really understanding that's expensive to a business to hire someone, train someone, onboard someone. So really being able to look at how do we keep our high performers? How do we better understand what makes these employees tick? So that, you know, by being able to use something like an Illuminus platform where you're able to understand which sources of candidates are more likely to stay longer, so I know to double down in those areas, or if I'm having issues and I'm noticing that I'm having hot spots of attrition, can I start to pull in that engagement data, those surveys, to really understand why individuals might be leaving so I can solve for the root causes?
Wow. If you guys were anywhere near this articulate about what you're doing, how you're doing it, and why in these presentations you described, I think you're going to go away with a trophy.
I think you have about 4 more minutes of voting. So if we want to send out the link, get your votes in. Everyone go vote.
So, but what has that experience been like? And the reason I'm asking is I got to believe, you know, win, lose, or draw, just living through that experience and helping you solidify your own thinking and crystallizing the way that you articulate the value that you're bringing, that has to have its own rewards just participating in the process, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this has been a long time coming. I think that you and I had the chance to talk some years ago when we were working on another project with one of your friends from Georgia State, Lexi Newhouse. But, you know, this is... It's been a long time coming of knowing, you know, just waiting on what's the right thing that we want to go solve for. What's the thing we want to wake up every single day and try and solve.
So you've got that on your plate while you're here, but I'm also operating under the impression that you're here to connect, build relationships, continue to cultivate existing relationships. Have you had an opportunity to focus on that yet much?
Yeah, we have a booth as a part of the TAG Technology Summit. And so it's been a great opportunity for us to show our platform and show the capabilities of what we have. We have some fun swag over there, you know, matches of lighting the way first to people first workplaces. So it's been fun. We also have we have a community. So I talked a little bit about the software and the technology platform that we have to support organizations. Another thing that we do at Illuminus is we have a community of people leaders that we bring together regularly to share their expertise and to share best practices. Because a lot of the times within organizations, people are sometimes feeling like they're on their own. You know, I'm dealing with attrition of my frontline workers. Is this number good? Is it bad? I have no idea. And so it's really important to you know, bring those leaders together so that they can support each other. So our head of community, Courtney Bird Swafford, she's here with us today. And so we're talking a little bit about some of the upcoming events that we have on May 1st, bringing together a couple of different communities of people leaders here in Atlanta. And then we also have a webinar upcoming on May 16th on root causes of attrition. So in addition to talking about the technology, because we are at a technology summit, of course, we're also just talking about how we can bring leaders together so they don't feel so alone as they're going through some of these key challenges in their organizations.
And it strikes me that if you can impact retention, even just a little bit, and it sounds to me like you can impact it a lot, but even if you can just impact it a little bit, it must have tremendous implications for the bottom line.
You are so right. And I think that, you know, so much of the expense when you think about an HR budget is on hiring someone, training them, onboarding them. Yeah. And especially if you're thinking about someone's not staying 100 days, that's an extremely high budget to be spending for people to walk straight out the door. So sometimes what we find within retailers is it's up to about 3% of their annual store revenue is the cost of this frontline worker attrition. So even if you think about a small family-owned grocer that's out of North Carolina, that's a $2 billion company, I mean, that's a $100 million plus issue every single year. And so if an organization is saying, hey, this is a problem, I'm going to stand up a team to try and solve this for me, We're going to stand up our own kind of visualization of that tool. That's a year later that that's oftentimes going to be implemented. And that's $100 million later, even for that mid-sized company. So absolutely has business impacts. And I think that that's something that's really important to us and what we're seeing with our customers. You know, we work with people-first organizations. And those organizations realize that there is a direct correlation between their people's experience and their overall business productivity and the overall, you know, performance of the business as well. So we're really helping to tell that story because I think that anecdotally, we know that there's a linkage there. And now, because we're able to bring that business data together with the people data, we're able to tell that story.
Well, and you tell it extremely well. Is that your formal role in the organization, or do you wear some other hats as well?
We wear all the hats. We're an early stage company.
Right.
So I'm founder and CEO of the company. And so that means we do a little bit of everything.
And take out the trash.
My favorite is, you get a lot of inbound emails when you have the title of CEO. And so my favorite inbound is asking me whether we need janitorial services. I was like, you're going to take my job. You know, that's what I do.
So what do you feel like it has meant for you and your team to be a part of TAG?
Yeah, I mean, I think that building in Atlanta, it's a special place. I moved here about 6 years ago to actually work at the mayor's office of helping to attract technology startups to move to Atlanta. And, I think that Atlanta is a very special place to build and that we have so many companies here across so many different industries. And so as you are thinking about, getting to product market fit, finding your ideal customers, you get so much exposure by being in Atlanta and, organizations like TAG with bringing people together so that you're getting that feedback from potential customers. It's really invaluable. So this is a great event, an example of that, of, bringing people are, just kind of a couple of points of separation away. And TAG does a great job of bringing us together in Atlanta.
So I got to confess to you, I was kind of hitting my afternoon low. I was seeking out a cup of coffee, maybe some dessert, but you've got me re-energized now. I'm ready to attack the world. It's such an inspiring story. It's so fun to follow what you're doing. Congratulations on the momentum. And thanks for coming and visiting with us. And we'll be listening intently here in a little while.
Amazing.
But regardless of how that vote comes out, you've accomplished so much in such a short period of time. And I really appreciate you sharing your insight and your perspective.
Absolutely. Thanks for helping to tell the story of innovators like ourselves. It matters and it makes a difference. So appreciate it.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. All right. We'll be back in a bit at Georgia Technology Summit 2024.